This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The main feature of our site allows you to control the content. The items you see in the main column of the main page, all created by listeners like you. In fact, if it weren't for you submitting content to the site, our site would really suck. So thanks to you for doing that. If you haven't yet, you can learn how. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. It's a great site. It allows listeners to vote on each other's suggestions. The most voted make it to the front page and the top of the site. freetalklive.com. For those of you just tuning in, there's a seriously, I think, this story is so critical. This is why we're digging in deep here. This is a 200-plus page report that has come out. A significant portion of it is regarding it's all about the Texas school system, and this one is regarding the fact that over the last several years, and maybe beyond that, the study only covers 5 years, so it may have been going on for longer than that. But over the last several years, at the very least, thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands of tickets have been given out. In just Dallas alone, in 1 year, over 4,000 tickets were issued to kids for the one just nonsense.
For being kids.
Yeah, for doing stuff.
This isn't for switchblades fighting, switchblade fight in the schoolyard. This is for normal stuff.
For stuff that many of us did when we were kids, and we were punished in school with some sort of internal disciplinary schedule for that. Now they're
something
just
compassionate.
Right. Well, maybe it was compassionate, maybe it wasn't.
Relative to this.
Compared to this, it was like, yeah, night and day. And they're going after these kids.
It's hard for me not to look at Texas in general as a police state. I mean, I just have a very difficult time at not thinking everything that goes on in Texas is police state stuff.
But Mark, we're seeing kids being arrested in other places, too. There are always these stories that pop up all around the country of, you know, sixth grader getting arrested in front of their classmates for some acting out in class or something like that. So the real question here is, in how many other school districts, in how many other states are these things happening? How often is this occurring? And when will people be fed up with it? When will they decide they've had enough and are willing to do something to stop it? Of course, it will take significant activism to stop something like this, which is why New Hampshire is really your best chance for liberty in your lifetime, the Free State Project. But I want to get a little further into this here and talk about the consequences. Because remember, what we're talking about here are tickets, and they're not civil tickets, they're criminal tickets. These are Class C misdemeanors. And it was pointed out earlier that a lot of kids don't take this seriously. They
don't
understand.
Public school turning kids into criminals since 2004.
Before they even get out of school, they've got themselves a criminal record. But they, in many cases, don't even take these seriously. They don't understand what it is they're dealing with. They don't understand the gravity of the situation, what a ticket really means, what the consequences can be, that bench warrants can be issued, contempt can be found. I mean, there's all kinds of consequences here that you usually don't really learn about unless you take a class in law, or unless you're paying attention as an adult, or unless you're aggressed against by the system as an adult.
That's right.
And these kids are, in many cases, ignoring these tickets. Or they're scared to show them to their parents, so they're just taking them and shoving them in the back of the Trapper Keeper and forgetting about it.
They still have Trapper Keepers?
Yes, they do, as I understand it.
Amazing.
So here are some of the consequences they're dealing with, because they're going to court in many cases. The parents have to go with them to court. And if the parents wants to get them out early, you know, get them out of the system, they can pay the fine and be done with it, of course. Otherwise, the kid is actually on the line for this. Turns out that what happens is if they haven't paid the fine in full, and if they haven't done the community service that has been demanded of them, then, and when they turn 17, basically the court rolls those over into their adult file and sends out what they call a notice of continuing obligation to appear. And if you do not appear upon receiving that notice at age 17, you'll get you may likely be charged with additional Class C misdemeanor charges, and a warrant will be issued for your arrest.
You know, when they talk about these adult charges, this has always just baffled me. I mean, people will say, well, you know, this crime, the kid needs to be charged as an adult. I mean, it's an adult crime. Well, what crime is more juvenile than whatever goes on that they got a ticket for in school? How can they, at 17 years old, roll these things over into adult charges?
Because they can.
Right. That's absolutely.
And because
the first time that they took a juvenile and then adjudicated them an adult, that's when that crap should have stopped.
Yep.
Because a juvenile is a juvenile. I'm not saying that there shouldn't be harsher crimes for harsher or harsher penalties for harsh crimes. I'm just saying if you're going to create a juvenile section of the court, then it needs to be for juveniles. And you shouldn't take a juvenile out of the juvenile section of the court and put them into an adult unless they're adult.
Well, don't worry, Mark. They're waiting until they turn 17 to put them in jail.
But that's not adult.
Well, according to the Texas, it must be adult enough. Because they're waiting until that point.
Well, they're taking the crimes that they committed as juveniles and making them into adult crimes.
The best thing you could do in the Texas system is to get the heck out of it. Just do not allow your kids to exist in this government system. And, of course, ideally, you should get the heck out of Texas and move to New Hampshire if you love freedom, that is. But get this. The ACLU of Texas recently filed suit against Hidalgo County after discovering that hundreds of teens had been jailed for unpaid truancy tickets that were issued years earlier. This isn't just one or two kids that are getting wrapped up in this. They're issuing thousands of tickets every single year, and hundreds of those thousands of tickets are being ignored by those kids because they don't understand what's going on. They're not showing them to their parents, so they have no idea this is happening. And then the kids turn 17 and they get arrested and thrown in jail. So, and what are they getting arrested over? Well, about 8 pages later here, again, there's a lot in this. Here are some of the violations that are resulting in people getting so-called disorderly conduct tickets. So the majority of tickets that are being issued are for minor violations, like using profanity or schoolyard fights or misbehaving in class. The most common misdemeanors for which students are ticketed are what they call disruption of class. That's right. There is an actual misdemeanor on the books in Texas, disruption of class.
Sounds very vague and easily met for any sort of ticket needs.
Anything you want is a disruption.
Yep. Another one is
your fart.
Transportation, disorderly conduct, and curfew violations. Disorderly conduct tickets are given for schoolyard fights that aren't serious enough to warrant an assault charge, but also can be issued for profanity or an offensive gesture. According to the Texas Penal Code, a person commits disorderly conduct by using abusive, indecent, profane, or vulgar language in a public place that tends to incite an immediate breach of the peace. Boy, how many times did I curse when I was in high school? I remember having a mouth like a sailor when I was in high school.
Yeah, and the teacher usually, in the classes that I was in, they would highlight the student that was being disruptive and put them on the spot, call them out on it, and if the student continued to be disruptive, they were asked to go and talk to the vice principal.
Yep, Mark, you're right. Making an unreasonable noise in a public place, a fart could qualify as disorderly conduct, according to the statute.
Well, you know, a group of school kids are just going to laugh at that. They're going to be disturbed. The entire class is going to be disturbed by that fart.
Making an offensive gesture or display that incites an immediate breach of the peace, so flipping the teacher a bird or anybody the bird out on outside at the during the time at which students are switching classes, abusing or threatening someone in a public place in an obviously offensive manner, and fighting with someone in a public place. Those all qualify as so-called disorderly conduct. 1-800-259-9231. Your comments are welcome. Ed is in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live, the NJJ and Mark. Hello, Ed. Ed in Tennessee. Ed in Tennessee going once.
How are you gentlemen doing?
Ed, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you're talking about this zero tolerance policy and all this, mm-hmm. which is sickening, but I'd read where psychotherapists, I think Rollo May, R.D. Lang, they predicted all this, and it's a lot about what you're talking about, like the schools. It says it makes people feel like they're just powerless. They can have to conform. Boredom in the schools and all this kind of stuff. And also you're talking about the zero tolerance. I read the other day in Harper's that in Oakland, California, they spend $5,000 per student going to school.
Is that all? That's cheap. Yeah, $14,000 a year.
Well, this isn't cheap. Guess what they spend on the juvenile detention places? $200,000 per year. So why do you think this is going on? But I agree with,
Wait, $200,000 per pupil?
It would have to be.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, $225,000. But like JJ asked, why do the people put up with it? But it goes back to what I said.
It's just docility. I'll tell you what, if you want to hang on, Ed, we'll bring it back. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at Tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with the look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And tonight it's Ian here.
JJ.
And Mark.
Again, freetalklive.com features stuff like our bulletin board system, allowing you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners for free, of course. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to do that. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a conference on the water. There'll certainly be a few speeches and some debates and that sort of thing. But the boat has a lot of things to do, and there'll be lots of liberty lovers that you can share your time with and spend with families and that kind of thing. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. There is a deadline for this. They want to make sure that everybody can get in. The deadline is March the 1st, so you can get the rates of $535 double occupancy. These are great rates. These are less than half of what rates were even 2 years ago. Cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. It's cruise.freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. The madness continues here as we delve deeper into the situation wherein thousands of students in Texas are being ticketed. And I'm just talking about in one school district, over 4,000 kids ticketed in Dallas school district alone. This 200-plus page breakdown here has a bunch of more details and data. Houston school district, over 4,000 kids ticketed in 1 year alone. Thousands in other school districts, hundreds in smaller districts. We're going to continue here with your phone calls and your thoughts. Ed is on the line in Tennessee. Ed, you were going to speculate as to why people put up with this, why they continue to take plea bargains, why they continue to be so docile and obedient in the face of this ever-expanding bureaucracy and ever-expanding demands of their time and their money.
You know, the more I think about it, it is the school system, the very thing you're talking about, but it has a lot to do with the war on drugs. But with the school system, they have your mind controlled right off the bat. I mean, walk in line, they got school uniforms. I mean, I tell my parents and friends, which a lot of them don't like it, Hitler would like this. Walk in a straight line. This class, this age wears a white shirt, blue pants. This one, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But, I mean, and also, but you know why all this goes on? It happens mainly to black and brown skinned people.
It sure does.
The Hispanics, they're destroyed. The blacks are being destroyed from the war on drugs. And listen to this, I call black radio shows in my local town. Did you know none of them talk about it? But now one of them has invited me on about four or five times to discuss this stuff. But
good.
And I know I read quotes to y'all, but a quote I read that really covers this and everything is the most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed.
Absolutely. Those who believe they are free are those who are hopelessly enslaved. That's a paraphrase of
And I'm glad y'all talk about all these good subjects. I mean, you know, really it is refreshing, as they say. But
people need to know about this. I appreciate the appreciation, Ed. And then people need to understand what's going on out there, especially if they don't have kids, to know what's happening. If you do have kids, to be aware this could be going on where you live. And just because you're not in Texas doesn't mean you're scot-free on this.
Ian, it happens here. They have what they call alternative school. Who do you think that class is made up of? Almost all black males. If you act up, cut up, like you're saying, this zero tolerance, why do you think the war on drugs can continue this long? People are ignorant.
That's right.
Like marijuana can't kill you. The only drug that can't kill you, all of us know. But it's illegal. Tobacco kills 1,000 people a day. And it's legal, but everybody's hunky-dory with that for some odd reason.
The slaves help enforce it on the slaves. It's the culture mentality of go along to get along, and if you don't go along, you're standing out. We need to hammer you down in this spot.
And by that, what you mean is that we're all slaves. The fact is that if the government can tell you what to do with your body, what to do with your property, what you have to do with the money that you make
at any age,
then they own you.
Right,
I mean,
people are allowing it. But I listen to this, guys.
You sure are.
There's supposed to be a documentary coming out about a guy named Paul Goodman. Y'all can look him up. But I tell you a book I'd love for all y'all to get. You can get it for $4. It's a 600-page book, a collegiate book, I guess you'd call it. I'm not an educated guy, but anyway. Coming of Age in Philosophy. You ought to check that out for $4. I'm telling you, give it to all your family members, y'all would love it. It covers everything, all different philosophies. It talks about religion, atheism, and it will help you think.
Ed, thank you
for
the thoughts.
Like your show does.
Well, I appreciate hearing from you tonight, Ed, as always. Good input. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we continue to give you some idea of what's happening inside the Texas school system, where hundreds and thousands every year, students in every school district, thousands of them are being arrested. They're being ticketed. A ticket is an arrest. Whether they actually get put in handcuffs and taken down to the, you know, to the police station is another story. But a ticket is arrest because you become then at that point obligated by the threat of violence. You're in the system. You're obligated by the threat of violence, by the threat of men with guns and cages, to appear at this court. And of course, most people are taking this plea bargain. They're loading up the system. They're ringing the cash register, and what over what they call disorderly conduct? Thousands of these tickets are being given out for stuff as simple as using profane language, making an offensive gesture. Do you ever see the movie Demolition Man?
Certainly.
Yeah, where they've got those little boxes on the wall, and every time Sly Stallone curses, it makes this buzzing noise and beeps and it shoots out a ticket. You know, that you have to pay this amount of fine.
I remember.
This is happening now. It's happening. They don't have little boxes on the walls yet, but that's what's happening. Kids are getting tickets in the amounts of hundreds of dollars for having a cigarette butt in their purse. And so here are a few more examples of real-life stories here. School resource officer was informed over the radio of the physical education teacher that a fight was taking place behind the gym. When he arrived, the fight was broken up. The officer met with Anthony and asked him why he'd fought with the other student. Anthony told the officer he'd fought because the other student had made a comment about his family. The officer then met with the other student and asked him why he'd fought with Anthony. He stated to the officer he had fought with him because Anthony had swung at him. Both boys were issued tickets and suspended from school. Profanity. A middle school teacher was escorting a student, Jose, down the main hallway toward the principal's office. Jose was disrespectful, used profanity, and told her to stop following him. The teacher stated she was offended by Jose's words and actions and wanted to file charges against him. Boy, that's compassionate. He received a Class C misdemeanor ticket.
Well, like I said, I'm totally aware that it must be very difficult for teachers in public school, in the public school system, to try to handle discipline. When you're, for one, I think it's crazy that they send kids to, they mandate that kids go to school to 16 or 18 or whatever it is that they go. I mean, if you're a little old lady and you've got, a 16-year-old man, 250-pound guy, says, F you little C. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you do? Well, I don't know what you do, but I can tell you that that kind of behavior is absolutely unacceptable. And you can't be here anymore, young man. Not until you figure out some way to act like a civilized individual.
They've had ways to handle this that have not involved the police and have not involved the court system.
They've resulted in what we have today.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and branded M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. Enjoy the website and the features there for free. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and chat, because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do it all for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And it's brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenPax, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, and up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers also offers customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. It's your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
We're talking about an incredibly serious situation that has developed over the last decade in Texas, wherein, with the increase of the government school police, typically called school resource officers, we've seen a dramatic increase in the amount of people being ticketed. When I say people, I mean kids. I mean elementary school kids. And middle and high school, all kids in government schools at all levels are subject to this. Thousands of them being ticketed every single year, forced to go to court. If they don't go to court, they get thrown in jail. Not until they're 17. But they'll get thrown in jail. It's just, there's so much detail here. There's 200 pages about this. I'm going to link to the CBS.com, or the Dallas-Fort Worth CBS story on our show prep link to the show later on tonight. So you'll be able to dig through this hundreds of pages, because we can only talk about some of this. But we're giving you some examples. They are criminalizing things that are so commonplace. Profanity. The idea of just acting out in class, talking back to a teacher, things like this. Kids are being charged with Class C misdemeanors for these things. So-called disorderly conduct, or what they also call disruption of class. Making noise in class is a criminal act. in Texas. I mean, I'm just trying to think back. When I was in middle school or elementary school, how many thousands of dollars of fines I would have faced for doing some of the things I did. And I wasn't the worst kid in school. I was just another kid.
Certainly. I had classes that I enjoyed that I did well in. And then there was the classes where I just didn't care. I got C's. I got, you know, the passing grade and all. I wasn't really disruptive at all.
Why not fine kids for getting C's?
There we go. That's next.
Fine them for getting F's and D's. I mean, that'll make them learn better. Because this is their solution. If there's a problem, let's use violence. That's what the fine is. Remember, whenever a government issues you a fine, it's always backed up by a cage.
Right.
And if you don't go to the cage voluntarily, then they're going to force you into
it. So if the parent's not doing their job correctly and the teachers aren't teaching properly, clearly the kid must not have enough interaction with the police. That'll solve the problem.
Right. So here's another example. Again, something very common in decent exposure. Kids are being charged with this. A woman advised she had been following a school bus when one of the students in the back of the bus dropped his pants, exposing his buttocks. She said the boy then pulled his pants up and he and the other two students began laughing. She advised that she followed the bus to the high school where she then made contact with the school police officer.
Busybody. Can you imagine having that kind of time on your hands?
Who was standing in the front drive where the bus unloaded, and she was able to identify the student as he exited the bus. The student was taken to the principal's office where he admitted to mooning the woman. He was ticketed for indecent exposure. As is typical, you're dealing with kids. They don't know their rights. They don't know. They don't understand the system. They don't know enough to keep their mouths shut. So
he read his rights? I doubt it.
Of course not. Of course
not.
They
have no rights. They're kids. They don't get their rights until they're adults.
Pretty much. We might like to believe otherwise, but...
Right. I mean, let's keep it real.
Disruption of class, though, is another one of the enumerated penal code offenses found in the Education Code. And what does it mean? Well, it claimed that the disruption of class means the student is intentionally disruptive to the conduct of classes or other school activities while on or within 500 feet of school property. Disrupting class consists of emitting noise of an intensity that prevents or hinders classroom instructions. You know, you were talking about farting earlier, Mark. I remember... I'm sure you guys did this, the underarm fart thing where you kind of lift your arm up, put your hand underneath, and make a fart noise. There's also other ways to make fart noises, and when you're in elementary school, you learn the various different fart noise-making methods. There's the one where you put your two hands up to your mouth and you blow, and it makes a really big noise. This is fun stuff that you do when you're a kid. This is a criminal act in Texas.
Yep.
Disruption of class is what it's called. Enticing or attempting to entice a student away from a class or other school activity, preventing or attempting to prevent a student from attending class or other school activity, or entering a classroom without the consent of the principal or teacher, and disrupting class through the use of loud or profane language. Finally, we'll wrap up this discussion here with the discussion about details on the statement that was made earlier, that special education students are being targeted disproportionately here. They go through quite a bit where we've already touched on how African Americans, Hispanics, are also being disproportionately targeted. There's one statistic which is very revealing. Remember earlier we told you about how the courts are letting approximately 12% of the people who are given community service, they're dismissing the charges after they complete the community service?
Right. In this case, the courts can dismiss the charges after they've completed community service.
Yeah.
And they're doing that about 12%
of the time. Right. So the rest of them are still having the charges on their record. And I speculated, because I haven't read this 200 pages, I've just been reading it throughout the night here tonight. I speculated that I wonder who those 12% are. Do you think they're the rich, white, privileged kids? Maybe. I'm speculating.
I put my money there.
Yeah. Well, guess what? It turns out that 50%, I think it was 60% of the people that are being arrested. They're ticketed in these cases are Hispanic, 30% are black, and that leaves
10%
about 10% white. Now, it's a jump to suggest that the 10% white kids are being fined and they're doing the community service and they're the ones that are getting the they're getting their records cleaned by having the charges dismissed. It's a jump in logic. No doubt about that.
Well,
I fully admit it.
I would also posit that the 10% that are getting these dismissed are the 10% that are capable of hiring a lawyer that shows up with them in the courtroom saying, look, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't charge my client with this. And the judge is like, you're right.
Well, no, it's 10% are getting dismissed after they're doing community service.
Right, right.
They've been found guilty. They pled guilty. They've taken the fine or the community service. It's after that they're being
wiped
out.
Yes, that's the whole idea of the lawyers to keep it off the record.
I see.
Yes.
Yep. And who is it likely that's to do that? The white privileged kids.
That's right.
So what do you know? So on top of all that, you've got the special ed kids. Well, only two of the districts providing data to Texas Appleseed were able to break down their data by the student's special education status. In both of those districts, special education students were ticketed at rates exceeding their overall representation within the student bodies. In Midland School District, 8% of the student body is special education. 19% of tickets were given to special ed kids. In San Angelo School District, 12% are in the whole student body, 12% are special ed. 29%, almost one in three tickets written in that school district, are given to special ed kids.
You know, this is crazy. It's really crazy because the idea of the whole public school thing is that we're gonna provide you with free babysitting for your kid, especially if you can't afford to do it because your kid has special needs. I mean, that's really what the bottom line, why mm-hmm. it costs so much to educate kids is because there's so many special needs kids, and they'll redefine them. But now in Texas, they take these special needs kids and they fine the parents for their behavior at school. What can the parent possibly do about it? Imagine an autistic kid. Yeah, I'll bet they do cuss. I'll bet they do hit other kids.
Yeah.
Tourette's.
Exactly.
So here's another case study for you. A 17-year-old girl with autism became frustrated. Imagine that. The teacher, who best understood how to manage her behaviors, was off work that day. The substitute didn't know how to respond and accidentally escalated the situation by talking loudly and getting close to the student. The young lady left...
Try to bully the autistic girl. That's going to go
The well. Young lady left the classroom without permission, cursed, and then sat in the hallway rocking back and forth to calm herself. When the assistant principal heard what happened, he asked a police officer to write a citation for disruption of class. The young lady's single, low-income mother came to the school to talk to the vice principal, explaining that her daughter didn't have full control of her behavior and was not able to even understand the situation. She also explained she couldn't pay for the citations. The vice principal told the mom that if she didn't want her daughter to get more citations, she should withdraw the daughter from school because she was old enough to drop out. And that is good advice. That is the best advice that you could take in this situation.
School sucks.
Get the heck out.
Very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World WHEY.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. And the toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts certainly welcome on the insanity of the government school system, specifically the disciplinary actions that are being taken in the state of Texas. And who knows where else? We just found out. We just stumbled across this tonight. News article from CBS in Dallas-Fort Worth linked to a 200-plus page study about the madness of the Texas government school system. There's no reason to believe that this isn't happening anywhere else, because governments tend to copy one another.
Yeah, it's a shame that people aren't standing up to it. It's a shame that it's gotten this far. It's a shame to the idea that this is a free country, that things are as they are right now. This is terrible. And if this were happening near me, I would certainly do something, even though I don't have kids. It doesn't matter if I have kids. I think this is wrong. And I think people should stand up to this, so they should do something about it. But they're cowards.
Yep. One more story for you about a special needs student. A special education student was not allowed to attend his other classes because he had a poor performance in behavior in his special education classroom. Lavender then became upset at his teacher and took his anger out on an old dictionary book, which had no value, and ripped it. He started yelling profanity directed toward the teacher. Lavender was disciplined by the school administrator and then referred to the school resource officer. Lavender refused to sign the citation. Good for him. I wouldn't either. But then again, that's presuming I would know what I was doing, and I would understand the ideas of freedom and individual sovereignty, which most kids certainly don't even have the beginnings of grasp
on. No, they're too scared to understand anything in that situation.
Right, they probably believe they're going to get additional charges if they don't sign the citation.
Talk about under duress, that is the perfect case.
During interviews with parents and attorneys for special education students, Texas Appleseed learned of special education students with Tourette syndrome receiving tickets for profanity.
Oh, God.
And students with a mental...
That's going to fix their problem.
Yeah.
They've got Tourette syndrome.
How
they
compassionate.
Cut spontaneously, yep. And they're giving them tickets for it. I mean, this is a great revenue-raising situation for the municipality. All they have to do is send a cop behind somebody with Tourette's and just pass tickets just over and over again.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, but it's not. That's not all. Also, students with a mental illness receiving tickets for trespassing when they were described as being in the school bathroom having a meltdown. It's hard to imagine these tickets serve any disciplinary or law enforcement purpose. Conclusion: Texas students are being issued large numbers of Class C misdemeanor tickets for minor offenses that in the past would have been handled through the school discipline process. The phenomenon should concern communities given the stigma and financial consequences of ticketing that could flow to families and children alike. African American, Hispanic, and special education students are receiving a disproportionate number of tickets, and even children
hugely disproportionate.
Yeah, and even children as young as 4 have been ticketed.
We saw that the numbers said that only 10% of the tickets were given out to white kids. I wonder how many of them are the special needs kids.
Good question. So there you have it. That's a portion, some excerpts from a much longer piece with lots of details, lots of numbers, a very detailed study over 5 years, the last 5 years basically, of the numbers available in the Texas system across the state. Please don't think, if you're not in Texas, that this does not concern you. This is not a problem where you live. This could be going on where you live, and maybe your kids are just lucky they haven't been ticketed yet. Or maybe this program will start up next year at the local government schools, and there are solutions to this problem. One, get your kids out of the government school. The education sucks in general. Yeah, okay, I know. They compare the government schools together, and they give grades to the different government schools based on how they perform against one another. But overall, government education is poor compared to homeschooling and compared to private education. Get your kids out. But number two, get together with other like-minded people. Join the Free State Project if you love freedom. Get together with other people to whom education is important, that want to start their own educational facilities and schools and do homeschooling groups and things like that. There is strength in numbers. And one of the things the system counts on is you feeling alone and helpless. If they can come after you and your son or your daughter, and they can make you feel that way, and they can come down with all of the might of this professional justice system where these people are being paid to aggress against you, they're being paid to issue you these tickets and force you into their system. It's very intimidating. It's intimidating to me as an adult, and it's far more intimidating to a teenager or somebody who's 5. I mean, again, they give a ticket out to a 4-year-old. So there is no minimum on the age here. They're going after everybody. And they want to intimidate you into being obedient and to being docile and paying up and bending over so they can do it again and again and again throughout your life. When will you decide that enough is enough? And even if you've never received a ticket, and even if your kids are golden angels in school, why do you allow this to happen to other people?
That's
when
right.
Will you decide it's time to stand up for their freedoms?
If you know anyone that's having these issues in your area, then at least be an outlet for them to talk to and to maybe receive some sort of comfort or counsel emotionally or psychologically, because this attack by the state is very damaging on individuals, especially single mothers who can't really afford to pay the fines anyway. So gather together, band together with people who you care about, and actually do something. Don't just sit there and think that these bad things are going on and then turn on your TV and be distracted. Get out and do something.
This, by the way, where I stopped reading from this report, this 200-plus page report, I was up around 100 pages. The whole next section is about arresting kids at school and how commonplace it is. It's just crazy. So, again, we'll link to this over at the Free Talk Live BBS later tonight, and it's all of our show prep is always linked now at the very top of the page. So when you see, where you see the last 7 days' worth of the shows, there's a little icon next to there's several icons there, and one of those will take you to the show prep. So look for that later on tonight. You can dig in deep to this. Let's talk to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, you know, you really begin to question Texas. I mean, I'm thinking of the judicial system with all the wrongful convictions, thinking of the Thin Blue Line documentary by Earl Morris back in the late 1980s, and George W. Bush being governor of Texas before he was president of the United States, signed off on more executions than any other governor. Very interesting. But what I wanted to say is this. You can see basically why the students aren't getting their academics, their academic goals accomplished for the most part. When you have the teachers, you know, working as police officers giving tickets, and I guess it prepares the young people for a life of getting parking tickets, traffic tickets. If you don't recycle your material properly, you get a big ticket with a huge fine, in a sense. And all I can say is this, you know, if people have the courage to homeschool their children, and that would mean maybe, you know, people that aren't scientists or mathematicians getting a tutor to tutor the students in science and math, but handling the social sciences, the English, the literature, you know, the philosophy, those areas, I think, you know, most parents could handle. But the sad thing is, you know, the educational system really isn't to create free-thinking, critical individuals.
Nope.
That's what happens at the elite prep schools, where people are paying $80,000 a year for tuition, room, and board. And at the other schools, for the most part, it's basically, you know, to be a cog in the machine. And it's been this way for quite some time.
And from the very beginning of the government school system, it's been created for exactly what you're saying. And John Taylor Gatto, who's from your state of New York, was the New York State Teacher of the Year. He is an expert in these matters. He's worked for the system. He knows what it's all about. He explains these things in his books, which I believe at least one is available for free on his website. And he goes right into it and points out this is the Prussian school system. It is based on an idea of control. It is based on the concept of creating a cog, of creating an unquestioning little person who will go about their business like a busy little bee and bow down and kiss the boot and the ring of master.
That's probably the case, and sadly, without an industrial-based economy that can employ everyone at living wages, many of these individuals will be forced to go into the military as sort of slave soldiers. And, you know, it's very tragic. I think, you know, these times are times that are trying one soul.
You know what, Frank, you just really, I think you stumbled into something that is really worth pointing out here at the very last moments, is that for instance, they start a draft up again, and there's been talk about those sorts of things from happening, they may give these kids the opportunity to get out of their fines. They don't even need a draft for this. Get out of your fines. Oh, I see you've racked up $2,000 in fines here, and you're about to turn 17. Well, when you turn 17, we're going to issue you this notice of impending whatever the heck it was that we talked about earlier, where if you don't pay it and you don't show up to court, you're going to end up getting, thrown in a jail cell. Tell you what, we'll get you out of jail. You won't have to go to jail. Just join the military for 2 years.
And that's happened in the past.
Thanks, Frank, for the call tonight. We're out of time. JJ, I know you had something that was really worth talking about with which we mentioned with the pensions. Hold on to that. Let's talk about it next week. We're coming up here tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Wow, brutal stuff. Just terrible, terrible news.
Tragic.
Come to New Hampshire. Join the fun. Freestateproject.org. We'll see you tomorrow night. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.